This is Javi.
And Logan.
Thank you guys for another amazing year.
This is Woni 90.9 FM, Woni Anta.
And let's start 2025 with a bang. Thank you for the happiest year of my life.
Thank you for the happiest year. The entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Woni Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 17th, Chuck's Comedy Club is happening at 9 p.m. at Hunt Union's waterfront. On Tuesday, February 18th, Activities Council is hosting Trivia, happening at 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 19th, there's a first-gen panel discussion happening at Waterfront. Students will come together and host a panel led by leaders discussing the struggles and successes they had as first-gen students. Come at 6 p.m. at Fine Arts. Thursday, February 20th, join Student Care and Wellbeing for a supportive class designed to improve your mental health. Stop by at Fine Arts Room 103 at 6 p.m. to learn more. Also happening Thursday, February 20th, join the Film Club from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Red Dragon Theater to watch Sixth Sense. This has been your Woni Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, and this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked.
Listening to What's in Your Pockets. This is your host, DJ Nos for Mark II, and my inaugural show. And of course, it's fitting because there are no classes scheduled, or at least to be attended to, until 10 a.m. Thank you. How are we all doing out there this morning in the blustery winter weather? Once again, this is DJ Nosfer Mark II at WONI 90.9 FM, home of SUNY Oneonta and the Red Dragons. And we're here in the basement of Hunt Union on this very cold morning, just so that you know, once again, if you're listening, if you're a student, professor, no classes are to be held until 10 a.m. due to the, I'm guessing, icy road situation that is outside. However, the radio continues to go and go and go, and we don't stop. So this is my first show, and I'm going to be here every morning, hopefully, from 8 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, year-round, if possible. And it's going to be a little bit of a variety show. In terms of music, I'm only spinning vinyl. I have a couple thousand full-length vinyl LPs and, I don't know, probably 800 or 900 45. So if you want a request, it's going to be relatively tough. You could call up here at 436-2711, 607-436-2711. I could try to play it at a later show in the week and let you know. You could request it the day before, and I could see if I have the vinyl at my house and bring it in. Hopefully, also going to be having a bunch of people in here as a regular talk show as well. So if you're interested in being on What's in Your Pocket to talk about literally anything you wish to talk about, please feel free to email me at mark.paquette@oneonta.edu and request to come on the show. You can also call 607-436-2711 for that request as well. Hopefully down the road we'll also have some live music here in the studio, although it's 8 in the morning and I'm not even sure if I'm awake at this point. Anyways, so I opened the show up with the first track from the Clockwork Orange soundtrack, Henry Purcell, Fairy Queen. And the second track was Safe European Home from The Clash's second album. And here we go for the third song of the day. One of my favorite albums of all time. It is Mahavishnu, Birds of Fire. We'll be right back. How we doing out there? So after Birds of Fire, Mahavishnu, which, by the way, Mahavishnu is probably one of those top five bands that the first time I heard it in, I was probably in 11th or 12th grade, it popped on from somebody, I think it was my band teacher, had played it for me, and I was like, what the is going on with this? John McLaughlin, ridiculous guitar player. I was fortunate enough to be able to see him with Shock D about a year ago or so, and it was a pretty insane show. He was 80 years old, sitting in a lotus position for 2 hours, shredding. It was good. Insane. Bella Fleck opened up that show as well. 45 minutes on a non-plugged-in, fully acoustic banjo. And after about playing 30 minutes, he decided to take the last 15 minutes and play his solo rendition of Rhapsody in Blue, which was mind-blowing as well. So following that, one of my favorite Aerosmith songs, Draw the Line, from their 1977 album of the same title. Once again, Aerosmith, those first five albums, and I could argue to say part of the sixth album, Night in the Ruts, is they're amazing, super fun to listen to. You know, just a total different thing than they were doing in the 80s and 90s, which once again isn't bad if that's your thing. You change with the times and so forth. But those first five albums, and particularly Rocks, is totally amazing. Weather in Oneonta today, it's cold. It's windy. I highly suggest not going outside and stay in if you can. Luckily, all the students can stay in, and somewhat the faculty members, until 10 o'clock. As some of you may already know, I teach up here as well. I'm in the music department, and hopefully some of the... We can have some good classes this afternoon if this roads clear off. And it doesn't look like it's going to get any warmer. It's just going to get windy and freezing. So anyways, I hope everybody's having a great holiday as well. I know my kid is off from school, sleeping on the couch right now with my dog. So next up, I have a band who I absolutely adore. And I was supposed to see before the pandemic at Radio City Music Hall. And I was super excited to go. And the pandemic killed it. And then they tried to reschedule and it killed it again. And again and again and again. And I'm lucky enough right now that I got tickets to see them in Brooklyn at the Paramount this summer. It's their 50th anniversary tour going on. And this band is Devo.
We'll be right back.
You were just listening to the great Charles Mingus. It's 1959 album, And that was Better Get It In Your Soul. Once again, Mingus is probably my favorite jazz composer of all time. Extremely prolific and always was writing some pretty cool ensembles. Wasn't just your typical song form kind of guy. And he was also just a total interesting character. There's something called the Mingus movie. You should check it out. He also wrote a autobiography in the third person called Beneath the Underdog, which I highly, highly, highly recommend. All right. Well, it wouldn't be me if I didn't tell some really bad joke. So here we go. I figured with this show, I'll do a joke of the day thing, as I firmly believe that a good dad joke will improve the quality of your life. So here we go. Why was the little strawberry crying? Why was the little strawberry crying? Now, while you think of the answer to this, I'm going to spin another one from an awesome artist who I was lucky enough to see three or four times back in the 90s, early 2000s. I have not seen him in quite some time, unfortunately, but I can tell you that Odelator was burning. That's right. We got some Beck headed your way.
Oh.
right, here we are. Sorry about that. Back with today's answer for the joke. So, why was the little strawberry crying? Well, I'll tell you why. Because its mother was in a jam. That's right, folks. Its mother was in a jam. So, in the inaugural show going on here, it's been pretty fun thus far. I'm learning how to do everything. I'm doing some old school spinning the way I guess they used to do it back in the 70s and early 80s. So, the controlling the two turntables, the mixer, and the microphone, which is not conveniently placed by the turntables, moving in and out, back and forth between the stations with two different sets of headphones has been an experience and a half. I think I'm getting the hang of it, though. Once again, this is DJ Nos for Mark II with What's in Your Pocket. And as you can see already or hear already, if you've been listening, I'm pretty eclectic music taste going on here. That was Girl by Beck and Wero. And now we have an epic song from 1970. This band, more or less, created heavy metal. This is the one and only Black Sabbath. And if you know anything about what's going on this coming summer, Ozzy is somewhat coming out of retirement, albeit in a wheelchair and can't sing. But the Black Sabbath is doing a final 57-year reunion, whatever, show, I believe in Birmingham, England, with a bunch of other bands and musicians. And I'm guessing what's going on is what it seems to be is that the original Black Sabbath is going to be there with Bill Ward, which they probably should have done that at that last The End tour or whatever it was, because then Ozzy would have been at least somewhat able to stand up and sing. But because of contractual stuff and whatever, I don't know what the deal is. I forgot about that. Bill Ward was not on that tour, which was ridiculous to begin with because Bill Ward's amazing. So it's got the original lineup, and it said Ozzy will be in and out, I guess, for that show, probably vocally, mentally, physically, all of those things. But the rest of the lineup looks really good. There's a lot of people that they have playing on that show, and I'm pretty sure they're just going to be playing Black Sabbath songs, maybe even some Ozzy stuff. I don't know. It'd be pretty cool if they did some stuff off of, any of the two Randy Rhoads Ozzy albums and or Bark at the Moon. I could get rid of The Ultimate Sin personally, but some people really like it. Maybe No More Tears. I don't know. I think No More Tears for me was the last good, really solid thing Ozzy did. But anyways, this is the title track off of the first Black Sabbath album by the band Black Sabbath. And the song is Black Sabbath.
Evil in your eyes.
So that wasn't Black Sabbath. In case, I'm sure you know when you're listening. I just, when it started, I didn't have the heart to stop it because it's a great song. That was Evil Woman instead. So recently, I bought the remastered version of that first album. And without checking it before putting it on, the labels are reversed. Side A is not side A, but side B, which is fine by me because that entire album is pretty amazing. Pretty good stuff. We're going to switch gears a little bit here to a very, 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 very cool composer, arranger, and artist, Wendy Carlos. And this was her groundbreaking album using the Moog synthesizers called Switched on Bach, which was a bunch of Bach songs programmed on these analog synths and stuff. And it's pretty amazing. Thank you. at the end of the inaugural show of What's in Your Pocket. This is DJ Nos for Mark II signing off. That last song was Dress You Up by the one and only Madonna. Please stay nice and warm out there today. And I'll see you tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. This is WONY 90.9 FM, home of the SUNY Oneonta Red Dragons. Just get through one last show before our hearts both break and we can both let go. I felt estranged, couple of years go by, and not so much has changed, but sometimes I feel my mother and father in the room, it's like their hands are on my shoulders, so I think they feel us too. Twist the fate in the dark, face to face with who we are, put away what we lost, compensate with what we got, all it takes, just get through one last show, before our hearts both break, and we can both let go.
WOMY Oneonta. Keep it. Oh no, it's here. What's gonna happen? No! I broke it. No, what's happening? We need to stop the spread of underdeveloped communist video games for children.
The YMCA is just a starting line for the true self blooms. Only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Y is the before work hustle, an after school home, a section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my Y, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror and everyone belongs. Find your Y. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.